Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 28th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Mining news breaks. LeFleur Minerals Inc., Oathfuel LRF, eyes golden opportunity in Mining Newswire podcast. LeFleur Minerals, listed on the CSE as LOTCQB as LFLRF, was recently featured on the Mining Newswire podcast. CEO Paul Tenier and Chairman Cal Malley discussed the company's short-term production strategy and long-term positioning. With an advanced gold project in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt and a nearby permitted mill, LeFleur is well-positioned as a near-term gold producer. The current high gold prices create favorable conditions for restarting operations and accelerating project timelines. The company's mining lease at Swanson allows for faster production, especially with gold prices exceeding $3,000 per ounce. LeFleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt with a mission to advance mining projects like the Swanson Gold Project and the Beacon Gold Mill to deliver long-term value.
Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. TSX.V UCU OTCQX UURF positioned to drive rapid SXTM toward commercial launch. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. recently secured an $18.4 million Phase 2 award from the U.S. Department of Defense to accelerate the engineering, procurement, and site work for its Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex, reinforcing its leadership in domestic heavy rare earth element supply. The company's Rapid SX column-based solvent extraction platform, proven under Phase 1 funding, aims to break reliance on China-controlled legacy REE separation methods. The Phase 2 award expands an earlier $4 million Phase 1 demonstration project and supports detailed engineering, equipment procurement, and early-stage construction at the LASMC in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phase 2 is intended to scale Rapid SX to commercial readiness and position Ucore for mechanical completion of the facility in late 2026 with minimal equity dilution.
Captiva Partners pays $26.5 million for industrial portfolio in the LA area. Lee & Associates, the largest broker-owned commercial real estate firm in North America, announced the sale of a six-building industrial portfolio in Calabasas, California, to Captiva Partners for $26.5 million. The portfolio features 47 suites on 8.6 acres, offering stable tenancy and growth potential. Captiva Partners plans strategic upgrades to provide high-quality space for local businesses. The sale reflects strong demand for small bay industrial assets, showcasing a competitive and optimistic market. This prime location near the US 101 freeway provides convenient access to neighboring communities. For more information, visit leadassociates.com and learn about Captiva Partners, a real estate investment firm focused on acquiring and managing industrial properties across the Western United States. Lahontan Gold Corp., LGLGCXF, CEO outlines path to production with strong financial position and expanding resource base. Lahontan Gold Corp. CEO outlines a timeline to return the Santa Fe mine to production, highlighting progress in drilling, permitting, and resource expansion. Nevada's Walker Lane mining jurisdiction provides regulatory certainty and mining-friendly policies benefiting Lahontan. With gold prices soaring, Lahontan Gold CEO Kimberly Ann reports economic models may be capturing less than half of the company's true mineralization potential. Lahontan Gold Corp. is strategically positioned in Nevada's Walker Lane, advancing four premier gold and silver properties. Ann aims to return the Santa Fe mine to production by 2027, emphasizing progress in drilling, permitting, and resource expansion. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
One World Products highlights eco-bioplastics integration and reinforces commitment to transparency in 10Q filing update. One World Products, Inc., soon to be renamed Isaiah Enterprises, is actively working to finalize its Form 10Q filing, delayed due to the integration of Eco-Bioplastics Midland, Inc. Management, auditors, and legal advisors are collaborating to complete the filing in the coming weeks. The company's partnership with Full Circle Technologies allows for the processing of renewable materials, strengthening its position in the global packaging industry. One World Products remains dedicated to transparency, compliance, and delivering long-term value to shareholders. Rockbreak's ES Gold Corp., TCQB ESAUF, featured in Network Newswire editorial on mine waste recovery. ES Gold Corp., trading under the tickers CSE, ESAU, and OTCQB, ESAUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial focusing on their innovative mine waste recovery technology. The editorial highlights ES Gold's joint venture in Bolivar, Colombia, where they are using advanced extraction methods to recover gold and silver from mine tailings, addressing environmental concerns and creating economic value. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver mining company, is leading the way in clean mining and exploration innovation, with a focus on sustainable resource recovery. To learn more about ES Gold Corp. and their projects, visit their newsroom at the provided link.
Nikola Mining Inc., NM, OKF, strikes gold in the copper rush of the digital age. Copper's rise as an investment favorite is fueled by its crucial role in global clean energy initiatives. Nikola Mining Inc. is strategically positioned in this trend, with a portfolio highlighting its significant copper potential. As the demand for copper grows in the electrifying world, Nikola Mining focuses on copper alongside precious metals in British Columbia. With global power grid investments expected to surpass $400 billion in 2025, Nikola Mining's renewed focus on copper places it at the forefront of this transformative industry. For more information on Nikola Mining, visit the company's newsroom.
Platinum Group Metals Limited American PLG, TLG, DFS update underscores Waterberg project scale, economic strength. Platinum Group Metals Limited highlighted the importance of independent feasibility studies with its updated definitive feasibility study for the Waterberg project. These studies are crucial in determining the economic viability and sustainability of mining projects. By providing rigorous analysis, they help optimize mine economics, reduce risks, and inform decision-making. The Waterberg DFS update exemplifies how thorough planning can transform geological potential into a fully defined business case. This process, moving through preliminary, pre-feasibility, and definitive stages, ensures accurate cost estimates and environmental considerations. Investors can find more information in PLG's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks offers deep insights into the mining industry, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.